The motto of the nonprofit group StoryCorps is simple but profound. Listening is an act of love. Since 2003, thousands of people from across the nation have had the opportunity to record their thoughts or a conversation in a mobile StoryCorps booth. A team from StoryCorps visited Tucson recently, and we're proud to share with you another story from our friends and neighbors here on Arizona Spotlight. Next, we'll hear Bruce Cole, who tells us the story of a murder that occurred in Tucson in 1976 and how the community reacted. Bruce's interviewer is his friend, Kaz Springer.
I went to work at a gay bar called the Stonewall Bar, which was over on First Avenue. And in the 70s, this was a very, very happy place. It was a very mixed crowd and just a lot of diversity there. And on a Saturday night, June 6th, 1976, there was an incident outside that I had heard about. Some people came in, said there was a fight, and then the owner, manager of the bar went outside, came back in, said it's something terrible going on. And he got people back inside the bar and had called the police and just locked the bar back up. And the next morning, I found that this young man had been beaten to death outside the bar. That really changed a lot of things for a lot of us.
Yeah. What was the name of the man who had been beaten to death?
His name was Richard Heakin. He was 21 years old. He was visiting here from Lincoln, Nebraska. He bought his first car and took his grandmother to Denver on his way down here. He came down here to meet a friend of his who was also gay. And one of the places they went was the Stonewall a few times. And this was his last night in Tucson, and he had gone there with the intention of leaving the next morning to go back, pick up his grandmother, and go back to Lincoln. And of course, that was his last night in Tucson.
So how did that affect you? I mean, that knowledge that you could be beaten to death just for leaving a gay bar.
Well, the bar didn't last too long after that. It closed probably within a few months. The community changed a lot. The four boys that were actually initially charged with murder, and they were all teenagers, and they apprehended them probably within 24 hours, and they all went to juvenile detention, and they were released from juvenile detention the next day. The charges were dropped to manslaughter, and then they were dropped completely. So there were no consequences, and the final decision by Judge Birdsall, who was the presiding judge, was these boys could not have contact with each other, and they could not drink alcohol, because they were all under 18, and they couldn't be out after curfew. And that was their sentence. The event outraged the community so much. The local press, the Arizona newspapers, did quite a few letters to the editor and, of course, stories about this incident that led people to protest and express their outrage to the public officials. Well, as a result of this anger that people were expressing, the Tucson mayor and the city council passed the first laws in Tucson preventing discrimination against gays and lesbians.
Do you think there's anything that we could do as Tucsonians to help people be more aware of Heakins and his influence?
I think just trying to make sure everybody knows the story. And there have been, again, other assaults and tragedies. This is one of the more memorable because of the changes it brought about. Why do we have in Tucson laws on the book from 1977 that said, I can't be discriminated against. I can't be kicked out of school because I'm gay. It's because Richard Heakin was beaten to death and left in front of this bar, and they got away with it. Somebody has to be taught to hate someone. It doesn't come naturally, and I think we can overcome that.
Next week on Arizona Spotlight, we'll hear more of Bruce Cole's story, telling us how Richard Heakin's life is still being honored in Tucson today, over 30 years later. We just heard Bruce Cole, interviewed by Kaz Springer, and recorded at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Tucson. It was produced locally by Matt Felix here at KUAZ. More stories are available online at StoryCorps.net, and you can hear more Tucson stories on the community page at azpm.org.